Well, it's 11:20 here. If it's okay with the commission, I would, before we move into the lunch hour here, I'd like to bring up the agenda item number 15. I see Mr. Oder in the audience here. This is the Recreational Commercial Fishing Advisory Board, their projects, and if staff can brief the commission on these issues here. Any objections to moving this forward?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Fair, we either address it now before lunch or we do this at the very end of the day, and if we live that long. Chief O'Reilly.
Good morning. What a great thing to say to the commission. So hope everyone's doing well. Yesterday, I'm always the last to know, so yesterday I was given the key to the computer here to be able to load files, and frankly, I don't have a clue where I'm supposed to go for that file, but I do have a PowerPoint presentation for you.
Top right?
Oh, yeah, presentations for meeting. That makes sense. And we are in May. So this is a proposal from the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. That board, as you know, makes recommendations to the commission for funding. And there's typically three meetings at least, if not work sessions before the meeting. And this time around, there were the three meetings, and there was also work sessions. And in your evaluation packet, you can see the projects that are listed before you. And you can also see from this next slide those projects and the voting for the recommendation to you. And the first one's Fort Monroe Finger Pier Renovations with Glenn Oder of the Fort Monroe Authority. And you see the price there, $195,675, which was reduced in advance of the last meeting for some construction aspects that the authority was able to accomplish. That was voted against funding by four members. There were two members who voted in favor. Both the chair, Ed Rhodes, and the vice chair voted in favor of funding it. And you should have a letter in your packet from Ed Rhodes that you can look at. Other projects were a brief guide to the ecology and management of striped bass by Mary Fabrizio from VIMS. That was also voted in favor. I know that this particular cycle, I missed the last meeting, but the other two I was present. And I think Dr. Fabrizio did equip herself well for the types of questions that she was asked throughout. And this should lend some good information for the commission once the project's completed. The tagging project, I always say 1994, but I think that goes back to 1995. That was recommended unanimously. Estimating relative abundance of young American eel in the Virginia tributaries. These are the ELVER projects that have been a mandate by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And you can see there's a split there because the commercial fund for quite a few years has done half of the funding and the saltwater fund has done the other half. And that was voted unanimously. This part about unless commercial funds unavailable, commercial funds will be available. They have been available. That's just a little caution on part of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. Sport fish restoration, or Wallop Bro as you know it, matching funds. So every $3 of federal monies, we have $1 that has to be matched. And this has been going on for many, many years. The Wallop Bro, we wish, didn't have to fund as many mandates as it does and had the ability to fund some other types of projects, but it does fund a lot of our mandates. However, the trawl survey is not exactly a mandate. It funds that. And the chess map, which you've heard about, which is a main stem bay, Virginia, through Maryland, that's been going on since 2002, that's also funded by Wallop Bro. Also, striped bass projects that our mandates are funded by Wallop Bro. So that was supported unanimously. And then the biological monitoring of river herring in Virginia. This is now moving into year three. This is something the commissioner and I were able to get a startup on through VIMS, and specifically it occurs in the Chickahominy. If you recall, the moratorium that we've had in place since 2013, the largest outcry, if I can say that, was from the recreational segment, both for tackle, equipment, and the dip netting fishery that had occurred many years at Walker's Dam. And so this study has been taking place in the Chickahominy. Dr. Hilton recently, within the last couple months, said it was starting to show some promise with the catch per unit effort. He's done both drift gill netting and also anchor gill netting to try and test some calibration there. But that's a project that we think is well worth the $40,000, and so did the, you know, the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. So those are projects. And now for the one that was not voted favorably, Fort Monroe Finger Pier Renovation, you just have some information here from Alicia Nelson, who's our liaison and who is attending a ceremony for one of the sites today. But she notes it was reviewed at three RFAB meetings, which included a public hearing. And by the way, the protocols are that initial meeting, presenters provide the RFAB with their project outline. Second meeting is a time for a question and answer session about those projects. And the third meeting is the, second meeting is the public hearing. And the third meeting is the voting by the RFAB. So there is a public hearing process that is already established. And the items here are that Alicia Nelson indicates that all questions and concerns were addressed by the applicant. The ones I heard centered a couple of times on this particular pier over here. And here's the proposed project. And the questions were that, you know, there's not a lot of effort over here, and do we really need a pier here? Well, the answers came back that there is a lot of effort. And the second meeting, when it came up again, one of the members indicated, well, this is going to be deeper, and there is a lot of effort over here anyway, that certainly we need something here. The other question that came from the RFAB that I recall was that access. And would this be going through residential areas, and questions about the future of the site and everything else. But the answers came back that there definitely would be access, and one of the conditions is to allow that access in the future. And I'm sure that Mr. Oder will speak to that. And then lastly, the project budget was reduced, as I mentioned, by $45,000. My understanding is that there's going to be an ADA or handicap accessible portion here at the end of the Finger Pier rather than just a straight, roadway through. And certainly that's a benefit. And I also understand secondhand that there is not ADA compatibility here for this pier. So the peer review, the public comment letters from the chair and vice chair are with you. And although the RFAB voted against funding, four members, two were in favor, one abstained, one was absent. Staff recommends funding this project. In staff's recollection of these events where the commission was asked to overturn an RFAB vote, there may be four throughout time since 1993. And I think that's about it altogether. So it's a very rare event compared to all the projects that the commission has taken up over the years, in the 23 years that projects have been available. So that's my report, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions from the commission? I do have a question. Ms. Erskine, go ahead, please.
Mr. O'Reilly, did the four that voted against it, did they provide a report or a reasoning why they voted against?
That was my question.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit of a disadvantage. Not that was the one where there was a COBIA hearing in North Carolina that staff was listening to, so I didn't attend. My understanding that no new items came up as far as complaints. It's still about the idea that why two piers in proximity? And I think staff has answered that question. And then the only other question had been early on, the residents there, would there be access? Would there be more than one way to get to the pier? And again, I think the idea that all questions and concerns were addressed by the applicant, that stems from each meeting. And, you know, the two meetings that I attended, they certainly did just that.
So. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Do you wish to hear from Mr. Utter?
You know, of course, I will make a comment when you're ready to hear that, but if you want to hear from him. But I don't feel the need, but...
Does anyone feel the need? What's your motion, sir?
I'm a comment.
Or your comment.
All right. The recreational fishing license was asked for, lobbied for, by recreational fishermen. This was not something that was imposed upon us by the state of Virginia. This is something we lobbied hard for, specifically to develop a fund to support enhanced fisheries access, research, basically to give us money to be spent on recreational fishing projects above and beyond what the state has provided. So the RFAB board was formed to oversee this project, and unlike other advisory boards, they're really our watchdog. It's not just an advisory board. They're there to make sure the state is spending our money, because we do think of this as our money, appropriately. And we get very, very, very angry when state agencies start wanting to raid these funds. And so I appreciate the fact that this commission has almost unanimously supported RFAB decisions. And it's been a very, very, very rare event that we have overruled RFAB decisions. And when it has happened, I can only think of one that we're still angry about, and that's ancient history. But since then, there have been like the striped bass tagging state. There have been reasons, objections, but there's a much more overriding good in supporting this pier, and it actually is exactly what this fund was formed for. And so this is one of these very rare occasions that I'm going to be supporting going against RFAB recommendations. You need more than that?
No, I understand where you're coming from here. Let me chime in here with a comment as well. I have great respect for the work that the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board does. They have lots of meetings. They are zealous watchdogs of our license fund. They have a long history of going in depth and into the weeds here on specific projects and the benefits of them, and some of them are just not good projects in their eyes. My personal feeling on this is not about the actual project that's being proposed. It's about the process. RFAB had a good process. There were discussions. As I understand it, there were several meetings. There was a public hearing. Issues that came up were asked and answered, and an advisory board that doesn't give advice isn't helpful. I don't think it's helpful for this commission. We had four members of the this advisory board vote in the majority here to recommend denial of this funding without any reason that I've ever heard. I don't know what their objections were.
I can give you reasons, but I don't agree with them, I guess,
right.
is the deal.
I guess all I'm saying is for the advisory board, the RFAB advisory board, it would be helpful in the future here if there are concerns. We would like to know what they are and have them on the record here so we can address them and have a discussion on them here, as opposed to just getting a vote total that, from my perspective, isn't helpful for the commission making an informed decision. So, again, I'll just reiterate. What I'm saying here has nothing to do with this project itself. but just the process that got us to this point for this matter at this time. Mr. Neal, you want to add to that?
Just again, I do appreciate the fact that this commission listens to the RFAB recommendation of our money. But I do recommend that at this time we do approve this pier, along with all the other. So basically, I am making a motion to approve staff recommendation. And I can reiterate that the largest organization of recreational fishermen in this area, the Peninsula Saltwater Sports Fishermen Association, strongly supports this pier.
I'll take that as a motion by Mr. Neal.
First part was a motion, second part was more comment.
All right. Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation to fund all these projects.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Are there any discussions on this matter besides what we already had? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, these matters? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair will abstain out of deference to the process. So the motion passes 8-0 with the chair abstaining. These projects are approved.